has to stay back, can't come to the ball. Adam Hess is on his way. 2-2, there's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. It's dropped by Reining. He'll throw him out at first base to record the strikeout. So there is one away for Garrett Granger, the catcher. Adam's heading this way in his 83 Fiero. Hopefully it doesn't start on fire. One up, one down, and here is Granger standing in against Pagel. Austin from the windup. There's the pitch and the ball. One ball and no strikes. Infield back a couple of paces. The 1-0 offering, here it is. Ripped up the middle. Behind second is Shara. Chucky will throw him out. Boy, Chucky, we watched him make plays like that for years. Beautiful play, taking away a hit from Garrett Granger, and there are two away. And the hitter will be Parker Jennings, the designated hitter. Parker stepping up. Pagel ready. From the windup, here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Pagel again from the windup. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. One ball and one strike to the batter. Nobody on. Two away in the second. Here's the 1-1. It's going to be swung on and missed. And the count goes to 1-2. Caleb Marchwick, due next. Another of those former Ithaca players. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him, and the Reds go quietly here in the third. Two strikeouts for Pagel. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We go to the third. Scoreless in Cazenovia between the visiting Sauk Prairie Twins and the host Cazenovia Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus, 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Austin Pagel, first ball hitting, lines a single, and he is on board here at the top of the third for the Sauk Twins, and we're back to the top of the order. Chucky Shara will be the batter. He popped out his first time up. Here's the pitch, rips it towards second. Could be two, nope, bobbled, and everybody is safe. Pagel goes to second, Shara at first, and the batter will be Ben Lenners. Grounded out to first for an unassisted play by Marchwick back in the opening inning. No score in the ballgame. Sauk threatening in the third. Two on and nobody out. Jennings eyes the runner at second. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. Did not offer. It's a ball. One and none. Leonard is adjusting the helmet and standing back in. Jennings with a pitch inside. He squared, and then the ball almost hit him. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield adjusted for the left-handed batter. 2-0, here it is. The batter offered, and it's a strike. 2-1. Leonard's trying to lay one down. He'll come back and try it again. Runners lead at first and second. Jennings with a pitch. It's bunted. A good one. Picked up by the pitcher. Goes to three for the lead runner. Got him. Nice play. Jennings to Aaron Hipch at third base. Getting Pagel for out number one. Bunt was laid down, but it was bunted a little bit sharply and a little bit closer to the pitcher, but still took a good throw by Jennings. A snap throw to Getting. So one away. Shower is at second. Leonard's at first on the fielder's choice. And Sam Koenig, the batter. He singled last time. Runners leading at first and second. Jennings eyes the runner at second. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Sauk threatening in the inning. Here's the pitch from Isaac. Down low. Good block by Granger. Keeps the runners at first and second. Two balls, no strikes. Jennings to the plate, curveball, strike one. 2-1, cleanup hitter Ty Briskey due next for the Twins with one away in the third. 2-1 offering, bounced toward shortstop. Going to be played there by Salisbury. Throws him out with a good strike to first base. On the play, the runners move on to second and third. Danny grounds out. It does advance the runners. Shower to third. Leniers to second. Ty Briskey, number 14, will be the batter. He was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. The runners at 2-3. This would be a big out if the Reds could get out of this jam. Jennings from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Fouled back. Nothing and one to the batter. Sauk Twins, not with a huge bench tonight. Saving the energy for the Sunday game, probably. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Sauk will host Wisconsin Dells in the Northern Section quarterfinals Sunday. This one is outside for a ball. 2-1. Hopefully one of these years we'll get Casanova back in those playoffs. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. 3-1. Boy, they used to draw some crowds, especially on the road. Get into the Final Four, and there'd be 500 fans there. Not an exaggeration. This one is down low for a ball, and the bases are loaded. That'll bring up Leo Joyce, the first baseman. Second walk given up by Isaac Jennings. Sacks are packed for Joyce, who grounded out to second last time. Isaac with a pitch, outside corner, strike one. Nothing in one to Leo. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch, outside. Garrett Granger backhands. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. That one is a little above the letters. The count goes to 2-1. Beautiful sunset tonight over Lee Lake. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. There's a strike. And the count is even now. Two balls and two strikes. Reds need it out here. Force at any base. 2-2 to Joyce. And that one is going to be popped into the screen. They'll come back and do it again. Sauk looking for a breakthrough here, and the Reds looking for the out. chance to get back to the dugout here and regroup. Runners lead at 1-2 and 3. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Big strikeout for Isaac Dennings. Sauk leaves the bases loaded in the inning. No runs. There was one hit, one error, three left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Scoreless in Casanova on the banks of Lee Lake on WRCL Radio Sports.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Caleb Marchwick leading it off here in the third inning for the Reds. He'll be followed by Landon Olsen, and then the top of the order, Colton Greenwood. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning here in Reds country, and Caleb Marchwick with a big swing. That is strike three, and there is one away. Olsen will be the batter. Three strikeouts for Austin Pagel, the left-hander, throwing hard and tuning it up here a little bit. Bringing it here in the third inning. Landon Olsen, the extra hitter, is standing up for the Reds. Pagel from the windup, and here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Reds have a couple in reserve, although Nick Stittleberg, I don't know if he's ready to play. He's in the concession stand tonight, so I don't think he's ready to play, is he? Here's the pitch. Down low. He's in the training room tonight. 1-1 to the batter. One away in the third. Good ball game. Pagel with the pitch. That one is upstairs. And the count is 2-1. Reds looking for their first hit in the ball game. Here's the pitch. That one is high and outside. And the count goes to 3-1. So Landon trying to make base here. Set the table for the top of the order. Here comes the next pitch. That one is high. He walked in. So Landon Olsen draws the walk. One on with one away for the Cavs Reds. Back to the top of the order and Colton Greenwood. Colton. Nothing. He walked his first time up, so no official at bat yet. Hunter gets the lead. Here comes the pitch. That is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Again, the runner leads. Olsen by a couple of paces. Leo Joyce playing the bag over at first for the Twins. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and one strike. First high school football game broadcast coming up on August 23rd. So we got a little time yet, not much though, before high school sports really kicks in. 1-1 is ripped to left. The left fielder coming on and can't make the play. He trapped it. They're going to bring it to second. Oh, they're going to get the runner at second base as it was, yeah, trapped out there. The runner, Olsen, had to hold about halfway to make sure. He wasn't sure whether it was going to be caught or not. And it was trapped by Lenners, but he wasted no time and threw a seed to Joe Carlson at second for the force on Olsen for out number two. So the batter will be Benji Clary. Benji, here's the pitch, and he'll take a look, and it's going to get by. Greenwood is down to second base. So if it's an official, Greenwood is now at second base. 1-0 on Benji. So if you're the official scorer, that's fielder's choice, then it's not a base hit. So Red's still hitless, and that's too bad. Colton had a nice one in there. That's the way the ball bounces. 1-0. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Clary trying to bring him around. Greenwood with good speed out there, getting a bit of a lead there, a bit more now. And the 2-0 offering is bounced toward short. Chara will pick it up and wings it to first in time for the out. That'll do it for the Reds in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the fourth inning. Scoreless in Casanova on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Here's Joe Carlson leading off, pops one to shortstop, and it's caught by Micah Salisbury for the out. One away, Carlson. Now will be followed by Tyler Prine and Kyle Brining. Scoreless game, top of four. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday night, wherever you are. Got some good stuff coming your way. See a picture posted of myself with the face mask on tonight. Can't take any chances with this face. Here comes the pitch by Jennings. The pitch is going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Should have it insured. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Bounce towards shortstop. Salisbury again. Micah throws a bullseye to first over to Caleb Marchwick, and there are two up and two down for Kyle Brining. So Kyle makes his way in. He reached down an error last time. Two up, two down in the Sauk order tonight. So Stepping in now, the batter has infield back a couple of steps with two away. Isaac Jennings ready. There's the pitch, ripped toward third. Glove by Aaron Hipsch, brings it across the diamond in time, and what a quick inning. The Reds on defense. Basically, let's see, one, two, three, four, five pitches and three outs. We go to the next inning, the bottom of the fourth, and it's a scoreless ball game here in Cazenovia between the Reds and the Twins on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street, or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Andy Jennings leading it off here in the fourth, takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. He'll be followed by Isaac Jennings and Aaron Hipsch. Scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. Good one here tonight in Reds country. From the windup, Austin Pagel with the pitch. That one hangs a little bit outside. 2-0. I think I smell somebody's campfire tonight. Or maybe the booth's on fire. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Just dedicated. It's a booger. We don't want it to burn down. Here's the pitch. Down low, or is it? Nope, called a strike, 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Monty Jennings, hit by pitch last time. Reds had a good chance that inning with two on. Here's one popped up and behind us and out of play, two strikes now on the batter. Has had two on with one away and could not bring him around. Two balls, two strikes on Monty. Pagel from the windup, kicks and fires. That one back to the screen. Ball three. 3-2 to the hitter. Game time 1 o'clock in Belleville on Sunday. Arena at Belleville. Pre-game time 12:40. Full count pitch. Pagel from the wind. Here comes the deal. That one is going to be ripped to right center. Pretty well hit. Right fielder is over and has got it. Boy. Shore covers some ground, and Jennings flies out. Reds have had some near misses in the game. Here is Isaac Jennings. Isaac flew out to right field, back in the first base, back in the first inning. Comes down and now ready. Pagel from the wind, hits high and fires that one down low for a ball. Left-hander Austin Pagel of Sauk. Well, he's got a really high kick. He brings that, uses his entire body. Here comes the windup and the pitch outside again. Ball two. 2-0. The Reds just trying to get some base runners. And now Kyle Brining, the catcher, is out to have a word with the pitcher. We're in the bottom of the fourth here, and a nothing-nothing game. No runs and two hits for Sauk. No runs, no hits for Cazenovia. Again, a base hit taken away when runner was thrown out at second base. And so that runner had to hold to see whether it was going to be caught in the outfield. Ball had dropped in, but it wasn't to be. So the Reds still hitless. Here's one pop foul out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. Good concessions here at Cazenovia. Should have brought my fishing rod to see if I could snag a rod or something while we're up here. 2-1 is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 3-1. Both catchers tonight doing a good job keeping the ball in front of them. 3-1 offering. Hagel from the windup. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count. Innings again. Taps the plate. Hagel from the windup. The deal. This one is going to be bounced foul. Jennings staying alive. Checking the plate up there. And they'll come back and do it again. Cavs with two more games in the night league. They're home against Arena on Tuesday night. And then they'll finish the season at Wisconsin Dells next Thursday night. Full count offering again from Pagel. Here's the payoff. It's going to be bounced between third and short. Picked up by the third baseman. Spins and fires. Got him. Sam Caney. Wow, that was a nice move. Sauk has made some nice plays on that side of the infield. Ducky Shara, the shortstop, stole a hit away earlier. And Koenig steals one away. Shara might have had a chance, but he was further back deep in the hole. And Isaac Jennings thrown out. So the batter will be Aaron Hipsch. He hit into a fielder's choice last time up, back in the first. Hagel ready. Here's the pitch. That one is inside for a ball. Three batters retired in a row, dating back to last inning. 1-0 is down low, ball two. Hipsch, and then Micah Salisbury, if Aaron reaches base. Hagel set to go. Here's the pitch, down low. Pitch count is 2-1 now on Aaron Hipsch, the batter. Hagel heads back to the hill. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch, and it's high. Ball three. Talking about high school football starting on the 23rd. That's actually the latest it started for us in quite a long time. Normally it's somewhere in the teens, 17th, 16th. Here's one down low, a ball to Aaron Hipsch, and he is at first base. A two-out walk, and here comes Micah Salisbury for the Reds. Football teams will start practice on August 6th. Scrimmage on the 16th, and that's the normal starting night, but again, the calendar a little bit different this year. Runner at first with two away. The pitch to Salisbury is swung on, hit well to right center field. Going back is Sorg. He's got it measured and pulls it in for out number three. Micah Salisbury hitting it opposite way in right field and nothing to show for it. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the fifth. We're scoreless in Cazenovia on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Leading it off here in the fifth inning is Grant Sorg. Takes a look at a strike from Isaac Jennings. Isaac on for his fifth inning of work. Deals one outside, and it's ball one. 1-1 now to the batter. No score in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch by Jennings outside, and ball two. Grant Sorg, Austin Pagel, and Chucky Shara due for the Twins. Visiting here to Cazenovia. They have stranded six runners. Cazenovia has stranded four. Here's the pitch, just a bit upstairs, and the count, 3-1. Pretty good turnout tonight in Caz, as there always is. There's a strike down the middle, and it's full count now. It's always an event here in Caz. Looks like the raffle start. Here's a little swing to right field in there for a base hit, and that might gap. It's rolling out there. Greenwood gives chase, runner turning. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Head first slide by Sorg, and he's got a two-bagger here in the fifth inning. So one aboard for Austin Pagel. Pagel with a base hit last time, and he'll make his way in with a runner aboard. Nobody out in the fifth inning. Jennings ready to work. Working from the stretch, runner gets a big lead, and here's a fly ball to center. Coming in now, going back is Sig, and he's got it. Nathan Sig catches it from Austin Pagel, and the runner at second gets back. One away, back to the top of the order, and Chucky Shara playing games with names. Bill Twining always likes to do that. Sig looks Sorg back at second base. Runner leads. Sorg from second. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts it. Good one out in front of the plate. Backhanded by Jennings. Throws off balance and got him on a bang-bang play. Beautiful play by Isaac Jennings over to his left, and he stumbled a little bit and still threw a sidearm strike to first to get the out. On the play, Grant Sorg goes to third base. Sacrifice complete for Ben Leonards. He has grounded out and hit into a fielder's choice. Left-handed batter Sock trying to get that run home from third. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. And it is nothing and one. Reds trying to get out of it. Jennings got out of a bases loaded jam in the third. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. 1-1. Here comes the windup. Jennings with a pitch. That is called a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Isaac with a good fastball in the inside corner. 1-2 offering the pitch. That one inside as well, and it's going to be a ball. He's really keeping it inside to Leonard, the left-handed batter. 2-2 offering the pitch. That one high, and the count is full. Sam Koenig due next for the Twins in the fifth. Sorg leads at third base. The payoff pitch to Leonard's going to be bounced foul. And that'll bring up a new baseball for the pitcher. Came back off the screen and over to shortstop. So Sorg, the runner at third base. Full count offering to Leonard's from Jennings. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul. Isaac doing a good job of keeping the big hitting Twins team kind of at bay right here. Full count again. Jennings from the windup. The payoff pitch is just a bit low. He walked in. Two aboard in the fifth inning now. And Sam Koenig will be the batter. Koenig, one for two. There's a conference at the mound now. Coach Greenwood coming out of the dugout. And we'll see what's going to happen as the Reds pull the infield in for a conference. No score. We're in the fifth inning, and this is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
A brief conference, they intentionally walk Sam Koenig to load the bases. So they're loaded up, and the batter is Ty Briskey. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Nothing in one. Two away in the fifth. Can the Reds get out of a second bases-loaded jam in this game? Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. The 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1-1 to Briskey. Jennings again from the windup. Here's the pitch. It's low, 2-1 now. Leo Joyce due next. Some tough hitters here for the Twins. Risky back in. The 2-1 offering from Jennings. This one high, and it's 3-1. No place to put him. Twins threatening for the first run of the ball game in the fifth inning. Isaac from the windup. The 3-1 is called. Strike two. Nice pitch. Jennings got one through there, so full count now on the batter. Runners at 1, 2, and 3, and they're off. The payoff pitch bounced towards shortstop, picked up by a running Salisbury. The throw to first won't get him, and the run will score. First run of the ball game, Grant Sorg scores. Ben Lenners to third. Sam Koenig at second. Ty Briskey at first base. And we'll call it an infield single. Salisbury, good job. They get it over there. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball to Leo Joyce. They're still loaded up. 1-0 Sauk in the top of the fifth inning. Isaac from the windup. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike one. One ball and one strike to Leo. Here comes the 1-1 from Isaac. Outside corner. Strike two. Good pitch. Isaac hanging in there here in the fifth inning. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, left center field and deep, and this one is going to gap for Saw. There's the big hit they're looking for as Leonard scores, Koenig scores, Briskey scores, throw to the plate, not in time. It's a double for Leo Joyce, and the Twins take a 4-0 lead. Boy, he got on that. Gapped it out there. Monty Jennings, the left fielder, took off and on the run and couldn't get close to it as it gapped three RBI for the batter Leo Joyce. And here's the second baseman, Joa Carlson. They're going to appeal to third as to see whether that last runner touched the bag on the way by, and evidently he did, or at least the umpire says safe over there, so no go on the appeal. Joa Carlson has walked and popped out. 4-0. Sauk in the inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. 0-1. Jennings trying to get out of it. Runner leading at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-1 to the batter. Jennings looking for the target from Granger. 1-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Isaac fooling him with a little bit of a wrinkle on that one. The count goes to 1-2. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. gobbled up there by Granger. He'll throw to first to make it official over to Marchwick, and that is a strikeout. That'll do it for the Twins. Finally, they do some damage big time, though. Four runs across in the inning. They do it with the aid of three base hits. There were no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning in Cazenovia. The Sox Twins now leading it 4-0 over Kaz on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Welcome back to Cazenovia. Getting some messages here. Have they, has Jordan Love signed yet or not? I don't think so. They're talking about Tua, who signed a big deal today. Here's a high fly to right field, and it is caught out there. Garrett Granger, first ball hitting, flies out to right field, and there's one up and one down. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Parker Jennings. He'll be followed by Caleb Marchwick here in the inning. Getting set to battle. Standing in now. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one to Jennings. Daigle from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And two strikes to the batter. Cazenovia battling here, scrapping, trying to get something going. The pitch, call, strike three. Pagel with a little roundhouse curve caught him looking, and there are two away. That'll bring up Caleb Marchwick. Caleb, a strikeout victim back in the third inning. Two up, two down in the fifth. All right. Tim Fee does say that that's right. I just looked down, and I wasn't sure. I was trying to follow a Snapchat here as I was talking, but I know they mentioned Tua earlier, but it looks like Love has signed. Huh? Nothing and one to the batter, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and two to the hitter. Reds struggling. Four-year, $220 million, Jordan Love's extension. 0-2 pitch, outside, 1-2. That's, he's making about as much as I am doing hometown baseball now, so he's up there. No, mine has Monopoly money. Here's the pitch, bounced foul, and they'll try and do it again. There's some big controversy with the, or at least a discussion that the Monopoly man used to have a monocle. Now he doesn't or something? That, I don't know why they stopped giving, you know. And Mr. Peanut still has a monocle, doesn't he? 1-2 offering. The pitch is outside for a ball. 2-2. I think Mr. Peanut still has a monocle, doesn't he? Henry Bray does. That's how he calls balls and strikes, I think. 1-2 or 2-2. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Full count to Caleb Marchwick trying to get on board for the Reds here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs and nobody on. Pagel with the payoff pitch. Here it is. Hi, he walked in. Caleb Marchwick is aboard. Fourth walk given up tonight by Pagel. And here is Landon Olson. Landon threw a walk last time. Colton Greenwood will get up in the hitter's circle. 4-0 Sauk in the bottom of the fifth inning. Reds with a runner on and two away. Pagel ready, kicks high, and fires. That one is outside. 1-0 and no strikes. I heard tell that Jordan Love has the same agent as Tua. So after one sign, they figured the other one was going to be close, probably making about the same or a little more. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-0 and no strikes. Catcher a little bit crossed up is going to go out to have a word with his pitcher. Reds, hey, any old way, get a couple on, get the top of the order going, and bring a couple around here. Scheduled game of 7 innings tonight in Home Talent Night League Baseball. Very comfortable night, short sleeve shirt weather, although it is starting to get a little cooler here tonight. 2 hours. Runner leads at first base now. Pagel ready. And the pitch. And it is called a strike. 2-1. Love also gets a $75 million signing bonus. Here's the next pitch. That is called strike two. 2-2. It is a record-setting $75 million signing bonus. Marchwick getting off of first base. Pagel kicks and fires. And a swing and a piece of it. Foul tip held on to by Brining, and that'll do it for the out. 5 strikeouts tonight for Pagel. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. And 1 left on for the Reds. We go to the 6th inning. 4-0. Sauk leading the Cavs Reds in Friday night. Prime time, Home Talent Baseball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Welcome back to Casanova. Pitching change. Aaron Hipsch out to do some relief work here on relief of Isaac Jennings, who goes the first 5 innings tonight for the Cavs Reds. Gives up 5 hits, strikes out 4, and walks 4. Hipsch coming out. He was the starter in the game on Sunday for the Reds in their last of the season loss to Wanakee. Time out for the plate to be swept off. And the Twins will send Tyler Prine. He'll be followed by Kyle Brining and Grant Sorg. Top of 6 here in Reds country, 4-0. Sauk leading. Aaron Hipsch ready to work. Here's the deal. That one is called a strike. 0-1. Aaron, with his second stint with the Reds, played for a couple of years in Muscadet. 0-1 pitch, bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Aaron gobbles it up, and the pitcher throws him out. 1 down in the 6th inning. A 1-3 put out. Kyle Brining will be the batter. He has reached on an error and grounded out. So they'll come back with a new baseball, and the batter will stand in. stalk with a total of 5 hits tonight, 4 runs. Here's the pitch, and Aaron delivers one just a little high. 1-0. Ipsch back to the belt. Here's the 1-0 offering. It's going to be inside corner, strike call. 1-1 to the batter. Aaron, hard-throwing right-handed pitcher. Here's the deal. Takes a little off it. There's a strike. 2-1. Aaron, an assistant coach with the Ithaca baseball team the last few years. Threw a lot of BP in the spring. 1-2 offering. Curveball ripped toward right down the line. Base hit. Brining goes opposite way and sneaks one into the right field area for a solid single. And that'll bring up Grant Sword. Marchwick got up on that one, and it wasn't too far from his glove, but it was lined over the top for a base hit. Sorg had a double last time and scored a run. Aaron Hipsch asking for a new baseball, and Henry Bray will oblige. Aaron and I go back a long time. He was a youth player on my son's team many years ago. And played a little joke on the guys. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's going to be Wyatt back to the screen. And Vining can hold up now as he gets to second base. So wild pitch, and Brining on to second base. 1-0. Bunch of youth players, and I took a baseball and I signed it A-Rod and threw it back in the bag. And these young guys, Aaron included, are like, hey, look at this ball. A-Rod signed it. 1-1, no strikes. Now they look the runner back at second base. And I didn't tell them. Why, we still used it all year. Had it been the real A-Rod, I don't think we probably would have used it. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes to Sorg. Hagel do next. We're in the top of the sixth inning here in Kaz. The pitch, swing and a miss. Grant with a late swing. And it is 0-1. It steps off the bag now, and the runner gets back to second base. Aaron working from the stretch again. The 2-1 offering to Sorg. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 2 strikes on the batter. If successful in getting it by him. Going to try again with one away in the sixth. The 2-2 offering inside. A little bit of eyebrow music there. Count goes to full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brining leads at second base. The payoff pitch from Aaron Hipsch. There it is. Swing and a miss. They got him. There are two away. That will ring up Austin Hagel. First strikeout for Aaron Hipsch. And Hagel, 1-for-2 today, had a single back in the third inning. Runner remains at second base. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit low. 1-0. Ipsch set for the 1-0 offering, and he kicks and pitches. This one popped up. Looks like it's going to get out of play. The catcher is back, and nice play by Garrett Granger. He went back to the screen, and it came back into the ballpark, and he made a over-the-shoulder grab. Tough play for the catcher. That is out number 3. Good job by the young guy, and that'll do it for the Twins in the 6th. No runs and a base hit. No errors. 1 left on. We go to the bottom of 6 in Kaz. Sauk leads it 4-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy 2 and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Napa Know How. Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Welcome back to Kaz Park here. They're throwing some cold hard cash out here. Must be the raffle money. Hagel will remain on the hill as we enter the sixth inning for the Sauk Twins. And he will face the top of the Reds order, Colton Greenwood, followed by Benji Clary and Monty Jennings. 4-0 in favor of the Sauk Twins. A game engineered by Tim Feed. And again, coming up on Sunday, Arena and Belleville will do battle. First round quarterfinal, hometown baseball Sunday league action. Quarters and then the semifinal, the section champions, and then the hometown of baseball final four. Casanova last in that back in 1999 when they won it all. There's a big banner here on the Pat Brigham and Booger box here. And here we go, sixth inning, bottom of six. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Greenwood, Clary, and Jennings doing the sixth. The Reds trying to get something going. Hagel with the pitch outside for a ball. Austin hasn't been just dead-eye accurate. Four walks, five strikeouts tonight, but he's kept the Reds off-balance enough. 2-0 is dealing inside. It's ball three. 3-0 to the hitter. Hagel kicks and fires. The 3-0 deal is ball four. He walked him. Colton Greenwood on base, walked for the second time tonight. That'll bring up Benji Clary. Clary has flown out and grounded out for the Kaz Reds. So Benji steps up, the runner at first. Reds trying to get something going, get a little rally, a little igniter going here. Here comes Pagel to the plate. Clary takes a look at a stride. Nothing in one. Fans curious but well-behaved tonight. Greenwood leads at first. The 0-1 to Benji. It's going to be swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. Kaz trying to sneak one in. Get something safe. This is a tough team to bat against. Throw to first is not in time. Greenwood is diving back in head first. But they have such a tough defense. Shara and Carlson up the middle and Koenig at third. They've taken away some base hits tonight. 0-2, here's the deal. Swing and a miss. There is one away. Six strikeouts for Pagel. Monty Jennings will be the batter. Monty hit by pitch in the first inning and flew out to right field in the fourth inning. He'll make a couple of swings and now get in. One on, one away. Greenwood has not indicated any movement toward second or trying to steal. Binding a pretty good catcher behind the plate as well. And here we go. The pitch is low for a ball. One and none. Hagel will look the runner back at first base and now get ready. Monty back in. And the pitch. Backed him away. Ball two. Austin Hagel starting to get up in the pitch count a little bit. Rhyming with a glove up, the 2-0 offering now to Monty Jennings. Here's the pitch, and it's high, ball three. So 3-0 to the hitter. in the sixth inning. Isaac Jennings due next for the Reds. No place right now for a ball. It's going to be called a strike. 3-1 to the hitter. Hunter tags back up at first.